difficult times it has been. The spiraling effects of the Naira redesign policy have continued to affect us all. A situation where one has money in the account, but cannot access such funds is, to say the least, depressing and frustrating, not to mention failed bank transfers. However, despite these hard times, some point of sales, POS, operators have seen it as a means to cash out, or as it were, engage in a daylight robbery. Interviews with residents show that this act is being perpetrated even by elderly market women, and this is how it works. From the findings, some of these POS operators, particularly at Igondo, where the investigation was done, form a network. Now, many of them approach bus drivers and buy monies from them, sometimes at the rate of number 150 for every number 2,000. The higher they get, the more profit they make. They, in turn, resell these monies at the rate of number 200 or number 300 for every number 1,000 to desperate residents, who need these monies either to commute or purchase items in the market. Now, the chain is even more interesting. Most sellers refuse electronic transfers, especially Gary sellers, as according to them, those they purchase it from do not have bank accounts. Regardless, even on other goods, they still insist on cash. When Mama Caro, not her original name, buys money at number 300 per number 1,000, she goes to a shop and pays in cash. Now the market woman goes back to the POS operator, and resells that money either at number 100 or number 150 per number 1,000, depending on the agreement. This is how the chain works. Understandably, there is a cash crunch in the system, but we mustn't do this to each other to survive. As you struggle to fend for your family, others are also in the same struggle. Let's all add human faces as we go through these turbulent times.